Israeli forces have carried out a second attack in the occupied West Bank in the past 24 hours. They've stormed into the town of Dura near the southern city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, engaging Palestinians in fierce clashes. A number of Palestinian youths have reportedly been wounded. Israeli forces prevented ambulances from evacuating the casualties. Earlier, Israeli forces raided the Ghalandia refugee camp in the West Bank to destroy the houses of two Palestinians involved in alleged stabbing attacks. At least four Palestinians were wounded. The latest round of violence in Jerusalem started after Israeli soldiers and settlers stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound last year. Press TV's correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil, says Israel's recent raids are part of a larger plan by Tel Aviv to tighten its siege on the occupied West Bank.
First of all, Israeli soldiers surrounded one of the major hospitals there, Al-Ahli Hospital, and continued there for several hours. Fierce clashes erupted between the Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers. They were left for several hours bleeding. Then, after the Israeli forces pulled back, the ambulances managed to rescue them and transfer them to hospital. Israel continues to impose more collective punishment on the Palestinians living there. At least 700,000 Palestinians in Al-Khalil and the surrounding villages are considered apprehended because they are not allowed to leave or enter these areas. There was also a security cabinet meeting for the Israeli security cabinet, and they decided to impose further sanctions and collective punishments on the Palestinians, residents of this area.